Welcome to Lyme and Beyond with Tanya, where we talk all about Lyme and beyond, because as most of us know, Lyme does not travel alone. I created this podcast to offer hope and inspiration and to remind you that you can heal, because I healed from my own 13-year journey. Although it was exhausting physically, emotionally, financially, it truly was a blessing as it reshaped my mind, body, and soul. In this space, we have raw and real conversations with those who have made it to the other side of this journey, as well as breaking down different topics and approaches with practitioners. My goal is to make you feel less alone, more empowered, and confident in being your own advocate. So thank you so much for tuning in today. If you're looking for more tips and resources, I share everything I learned along my journey on my Lyme and Beyond with Tanya Facebook page. So let's get to our guest today. My guest today is Mary, and I'm so excited to welcome her to the show and just hear her full journey from start to finish. So welcome, Mary. Thanks so
Thank
much
you.
for joining me.
Thank you. Hi, Tanya. How are you? It's great seeing you.
You as well. I so appreciate you taking time to join me because without guests like you that want to share their success stories, I wouldn't have a show. So I appreciate you
Yes.
because your voice needs to be heard.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, we've been connecting through Facebook for a long time, and I'm so honored that you asked me. To do this podcast, truly, it's been a journey, as you said, and it's but you can't come on the other side. Absolutely.
Exactly. And that's the message we need to get out to people,
Yes.
right?
Yes.
So,
Yes.
Mary,
Absolutely.
where does your journey start? How long ago do we have to back up?
Oh, I know. Sometimes I sit there and I think about it, like what I've been through and where I am today. And it's never been obviously a smooth ride. It's up and down. And I was diagnosed. So let's take a look back. As I'm transparent. I don't care about hiding my age. I'm 52. I'm going to be 52 coming up here in March. So I was diagnosed with Lyme when I was 37. So that's a while back. But I did have symptoms all the way back to what I recall as having some energy fatigue issues and just like kind of feeling depressed all the way back to sixth grade. So my symptoms were throughout life kind of off, like not like the normal person. I felt like a little bit of a slow learner. But you know, I grew up in an environment where we didn't have the best diets. I had a lot of cavities, mercury fillings, and so I always contributed how I felt. I don't really know. I mean, it was to maybe my upbringing, and it took me till after my honeymoon to, and it got a very bad temperature that I started really declining, and I was probably I want to say about 32 when I noticed like something was off, and I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue, and
Okay.
so I was dealing with that, trying to see some natural people. At that time, I was a nurse. I blamed a lot of my journey of like fatigue and with that on being stressed as a nurse. And then also just my family dynamics. We had some, you know, some family dynamics going on with my being a caregiver of my family. My mom and dad needed a lot of the time, so it wasn't an easy upbringing. But I had a wonderful Greek and Italian family, so I always just contributed my issues to stress. Just that was it.
And
And
I think it is easy to, right? And so I know I've mentioned this a few times. We get gaslit by doctors, right? We all know that because it happens to
yes.
the majority of us. But I oftentimes think that we can gaslight ourselves, you know, especially if you're a new mom, right? And you're fatigued and your memory is going, you're like, well, I'm overstressed. I have this new infant. And in your case, right? So you're like, okay, well, I'm a nurse. I work a lot. That's why I'm tired. So gaslighting really can come from both sides,
Right.
right?
Right. It's so true. It's so
Yeah.
true.
So you mentioned that it sounds like you probably had this way back in your childhood as well. What maybe
Possibly. We played
guessing,
outside.
right?
Yes,
Yeah.
absolutely.
So when you came back from your honeymoon and you really started having these exacerbated symptoms, can you recall any type of trauma in your life that had just happened, good, bad, physical, emotional,
Yeah,
because I
absolutely.
know a lot of times that Lyme can lie dormant in our body forever until some type of trauma happens, a car accident, a death, a divorce, even a child, right? Like childbirth is traumatizing to the body, even though it's a beautiful experience. So do you recall something that maybe you can kind of correlate it to, okay, this is what opened Pandora's box?
Yeah, you know what? I think I feel like my life has been like a little bit of trauma here and there. So I can sort of pinpoint, but yeah, my parents went through a divorce when I graduated. And then after that, from nursing school, and I had a brother who had schizophrenia, and so he needed a lot of caretaking. And so he was in and out of the hospital a lot. So that was pretty traumatizing, never knowing, what was going to happen with him. And then, I got married and my father had some health issues, couldn't be at the wedding. And so we just had some things like that. But
Which
yes,
can be a lot, right? Like a few
it
little
was a lot.
things add up to be a lot. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And
So you
it's
get
never
back, now
just
you're newly married and your health is failing. You're like, oh, great.
Yeah. It was like soon after the honeymoon. I just was like having attempts and I was like, what is something is not right here. And but I never the diagnosis did not happen for about 6 more years though. So I was told it was chronic fatigue. And so that's a big reason I want to share my story with people is because that's too long. 6 years to wait for a diagnosis. And I'm just one of many who are going through that doctor to doctor, trying to find out what's going on. And I was told again it was Epstein-Barr, chronic fatigue. Fast forward till 2010, I was reached out to somebody on Facebook who was a patient who invited me to he was renewing his wedding vows. And he's like, well, I just want to honor some of the people that helped me get better. And I was like, oh, that's nice. So I went
Wow.
and I ran into his wife, who I knew well, her best friend. And her name was Mary. And she, I was sharing my story with her. And we're sitting, and I hear her talking about all these symptoms that her husband and people at the table were having. I'm like, that sounds like what I'm going through. And from fatigue and doctors not helping them. And I told her, I said, I was told I have chronic fatigue. Now that, remember, I told you I had a 6-year journey. I couldn't find any help. She looked at me and she goes, honey, you got Lyme. And I was like, what? I'm a nurse. I should know what this is. I said, what are you talking about? So she is the reason. I always tell, I don't talk to her anymore. I don't even know how to contact her, but I did reach out to her after the first podcast. And I said, I need to thank you, because you are the reason I help others. You are the reason I get choked up because, she was very persistent. So about 2 or 3 months we kept in touch. She gave me the Under Your Skin documentary. So if you're listening to
Yes.
this and wondering what's going on, get the un that's an older documentary about Lyme, Under Your Skin. And I watched it and I was like, I this is it, so I gave it back to her. I said, I'm gonna go to my primary and I'm gonna now this hopefully this will help somebody who's listening, and he'll help me. And she's like, he's not gonna diagnose you properly. The Lyme testing is, not really, it's faulty and it's not positive half the time. And so I still went. I didn't listen. And he tested me and he goes, you don't have Lyme. And, even before he tested me, then he tested me and he goes, I told you you don't have Lyme. I go back to her. I go, he says, I don't have Lyme. She's like, I told you, you need to see a Lyme literate specialist. So we went back and forth. I want to say, honestly, 3 to 4 months. Finally, she gives me her doctor that helped her. And, or I don't know if they helped her directly or she knew about her, but, and she, I went to this doctor. And she sat down with me, was so patient, and went over what she thinks is going on after I went through my symptoms. She goes, I'm going to give you some supplements to make you feel better and do some lab work and give me an IV. I left there. And then, we'll do some blood testing. And I can't remember. I'm thinking they did the blood testing first and then made me feel better. So I went home. A month went by. I felt great. She beefed me up with all this stuff. And I was like, there is no way I have Lyme disease. And I think that's what happens a lot of times. We take different things, they make us feel better and it could mask things. Well, I come back and this doctor said you have Lyme disease and a host of other things. Which I did actually get some of the labs I could read them to you of what I di was diagnosed with and stuff. but I had a lot of co-infections and things that were living in my body for all these years.
And
That
thankfully, the lady that you mentioned earlier, that's why spreading our voice and sharing education about this is so important because you just overheard people at the table and your ears are like, okay, that's me,
I just made
right?
a con we were just making conversation,
Yeah,
yeah.
and somebody
And
had experience with it, so they were able to share that. And then even so was able to elaborate on the fact that the testing is not accurate, right? And it is. We have a hard time believing how can a blood test lie or not tell us the truth, right? But we know firsthand that majority of the times when you do a test through your primary doctor, it's, either going to be the ELISA and then possibly the Western blot. They're
Western blot, yep.
not
That's
going
what
to
they
be
did, yep.
accurate. It's just kind of unfortunately the way it goes. So you get your diagnosis, you did a couple of things that come back, and I'm assuming you either did. I know a lot of practitioners use Vibrant lab tests, but I know for me, like I'm kind of biased to Igenix, Armin, and Galaxy are the kind of the ones that are my go-to. But so now you finally get an accurate diagnosis after all these years.
And so then I'm like, okay, now what do I do? And she goes, well, I'm gonna put you on doxycycline, twice a day. And for, so I she didn't really say the end time. And I just knew deep down, I'm like, an oral doxycycline, I just knew with how sick I felt, and what I went through, I said, I just knew that wasn't gonna be enough. And I just decided to research, and I found a clinic out in Arizona. And Vita Medical Center, and I reached out to them, and I listened to some of their testimonies, and it really encouraged me. I called there, and now this is important because I learned so much, but I decided to go there, and they shared with me it might cost anywhere from, I don't know, $15,000 to $20,000, and in my head at the time, I'm 37. I'm like, I could work. Put this on a credit card, I'll be fine. I didn't understand the depth of how sick I was and what Lyme really meant. At the time, kind of still newly married. And I talked to my husband at the time, and I am divorced, remarried. That's another story. But when we decided for me to go out to Envita, I kind of knew that maybe he might not be on board with that thing. And I kind of, I don't, how do I say, I persuaded that I would take care of it and figure it out. Well, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I went out there and they had to put a Metaport in me. I said, oh my gosh, I thought only cancer people got Metaport. So, the amount of how much it cost in the 2 month period. And then, after I came back, they did get me a lot better. And I learned a heck of a lot. I did a lot of natural stuff, and I could share what I remember them doing. But I also
So it
came
was,
back.
so you went to Invita, you got semi well. They did
I got very
antibiotics
well.
through, you got very well. Okay.
I did. IV antibiotics, a lot of herbal. They used a machine called the MSA machine from IHT Bio. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
What is that?
It's a meridian machine where it can test like almost like acupuncture, where test your meridians and
Energy testing. Okay.
It's energy testing, yes. And they used that after they had my blood work to kind of test
Guide through
additional
your.
co-infections and guide through my treatment, what food sensitivities I could have, things like that, leaky gut, you name it. But they also did a lot of just IV, I think it was called OxyBosh. They did vitamin C therapy, chelation, infrared, some lymphatic. It was a lot of detox, obviously. So they were trying to, at that time, they weren't really talking about the MTHFR for like a lot of people who have detoxification pathway issues. So that was not even discussed because nobody knew about that too much then. But by I went there back and forth. I was a nurse, I needed to work. So I would fly back. I would stay there. I would think I worked every third weekend as a home care nurse. I talked to my manager and I said, part-time, I want to keep my benefits, and can I make this work and get some treatment? So I did that for 2 months. We made it work, but it was very expensive. And so when I came back, my doctor said, we'll talk once a month, and we did that. on the phone and just keep you, you're not healed yet, but you're definitely better, getting better. And I made some, I don't want to say critical errors, but you know, diet is a big deal in my opinion when you're trying to heal from chronic health issues. And I wasn't probably the most compliant. And what I mean by that is I didn't understand the impact of certain foods and things like gluten and things like that. And I think I took almost 2 years to get off gluten after I came
Okay.
back. So I was
So let's,
very
can I
strict.
pause you right there for a second?
Sure.
Because I want to dive a little bit deeper into that
Sure.
for a couple of reasons. One, when we go through this journey, there are so many adjustments we need to make in our life, right? Like we want to get rid of our toxins. And so we don't want to continue to allow toxins to enter our body and our world. And when I say toxins, I'm not just talking about things that can enter your body. I'm talking about, well, true, but, lotions and shampoos, things that you put on your body, but also people. People can be a very toxic part of our life. And so we've got to eliminate our stress and the toxins that we're allowing in our environment in all form.
Absolutely.
And along with this comes diet. And so I know that it's really hard when we're sick, we're frustrated, and then you tell me I can't eat my favorite things. Like I get it, right? It's
Ice
not
cream, yeah.
fun. Yes.
Yes.
So but what I want to say before we kind of dive into your ideas of the diet part of it is that not everything is forever, right? Like once we get well, maybe
Yes.
you can rebuild some of those toxic relationships, but your number one goal has to be you and your health. And as far as diet goes, after you get well, that doesn't mean you can't reintroduce these foods because I couldn't eat a lot of things.
Yep.
I chelated from mercury poisoning for almost 2 years. I couldn't have seafood, and that's one of my favorite things. I'm a seafood junkie again, right? Like, so not everything is
It's
permanently
forever.
forever, but there are some changes that need to be made if you want to get
Right.
well. So,
Right.
how did, so it took you 2 years, right? So we can all be slow learners, but eventually you learned that your diet is going to play a huge role in your health. So can we talk about that for a little bit? And maybe
Sure.
you can give the listeners some tips on, I think baby steps is very important because when we look at the big picture, it can get too overwhelming. So break it down in baby pieces. Is that what you did, or did you just cold turkey and quit everything?
You know, I think sometimes I learn, my personality learns better when I have somebody straight shoot talk me, you know, like, listen, you're not going to get better if you don't do this. I don't think I think my doctor was too like, okay, well, you know, it's better if he when he was straight talked me and said like, listen, these are the mistakes you're making. You need to, or you aren't going to get better. I needed that for some reason. I also, when I think back, when I bring up some personal things I went through, and then just being a nurse is stressful enough. I was always trying to compartmentalize things, so I'd be like, oh, what's a little this? What's a little Pepsi here? And so I think those little here and there's, you don't realize how they build up. And so yeah, you can't beat yourself up. This is overwhelming. I wish I could say, you know, to break it down so it's not. But when you're sick with anything, that it can, you know, it's just being realistic and being giving yourself grace in the process. Like, it's okay that this is hard, and I'm gonna get through it. And just being willing, I think, is for me, to try to make the changes. And so what I did is I found things that were close to gluten that made me feel less threatened, whether it was a good bread. I started experimenting and trying different, you know, things that I liked, and gluten-free pizzas and things like that. And I just did less of them. And I tried just to incorporate positive things here and there, because I like sweets too. Who doesn't? And so I would try to do things that were, you know, whether I use stevia, and I just experiment till my almost like my taste buds and my body get used to trying different things, you know.
Right. It
And so I
becomes like an acquired taste.
yes,
But yeah,
it's
I
not for
think
everybody.
that's, if you just cut out gluten, right? And find the things that you can replace it with that you can enjoy your foods. And
Yes.
then maybe move to dairy and find some new ways to, you know what I mean? Baby steps kind of walk your way in this because I get it. Sometimes we're so sick that we can't even cook. And now I have to cook, but I can't have gluten, dairy, sugar. Like, okay, now I just really don't know how to cook. You know, it's just
Right.
also overwhelming. So if we just break it down into smaller bite-sized pieces, I think it does make the journey a little bit easier. And then, like
Oh,
you
it
said,
does.
Mary, moderation, right? Like, don't deprive yourself of everything. Your body is going to tell you, okay, was that candy bar? Was it worth it? Right? And you can make your decisions based on what your body tells you. Our bodies are pretty incredible.
Yes, absolutely. I just think it's a willingness factor. It's like what, you choose your hard. And I made a choice when I was struggling for so long. Like you mentioned, people can be toxic, thoughts can be toxic. So I made a choice along my journey that I'm not Lyme. Mary is not Lyme disease. Mary has Lyme. And Mary is healing of Lyme, and Mary is going to get over Lyme. And I just made that choice. I still do every day. They say you don't ever get rid of it. I don't believe that. I do believe that you can get better. And why doesn't everybody? I don't know. I think there's reasons for everything, but I think you can improve and significantly have a wonderful outcome in your journey. But it does take, like I said, there's different components with those who have chronic Lyme versus just getting bit by a tick. And my situation was considered chronic Lyme. It might have been in me for a long time. They can't give you an answer of when I got bit. So I did get
Chronic
bit.
Lyme is tough and most of us have it, right? Because we can't get a diagnosis in time. We can't get treatment in time. And so most of us do end up with chronic Lyme. But yes, we are. I mean, I'm walking, living proof that 100% of my life is back, right? And that's, you know, my guests like yourself, Mary, that come on my show, like you guys made it to the other side of this tough journey. And it is possible. It's not easy. And we never say it's easy, but it is so possible. But I love how you mentioned that. It's the mindset is huge, right? So you made that mindset switch. And so you wake up every day and you tell yourself, okay, so my body is struggling. I have what this thing is called Lyme, right? But it doesn't have a hold of me. I'm going to heal my body. I've got this. I can do hard things. And most importantly, I also love the word that you use, grace. We've got to give ourselves grace. This is a tough journey.
Journey,
And we do the best that we can. So don't beat yourself up. If it's a bad day and you think you bombed it, right? You did everything wrong. Well, tomorrow's a new day, you know, and you have another chance to do better and just give yourself grace.
It absolutely is true, and everybody's journey is different. I don't know why I just want to share this. But hopefully it'll help somebody. I remember a time in my journey, like I would sleep 14 hours or however long, and the fatigue was so severe, and I would just be able to shower. And I remember giving my, like, just being proud of myself that I was able to do that. And I think every day looks different, and it's important to, if you're in that very sick phase where you don't know what's going on and the littlest things tire you and you can't function and you do one good day and two bad, it's okay. You'll eventually have three good days and four good. It will get better. Again, be intentional. I'm a big person about intention, like what you put out there and what you, if you say I want to get better, but then you're not like the diet thing and you have negative thoughts. I'm a big person of faith. I believe in, I'm a Christian and I believe in seeking the Lord with all your heart, and he has good plans for us. Doesn't mean it's easy, and it doesn't ever look perfect, as we know, this world. But yeah.
Yeah, no, you
So.
said that perfectly well because there are many layers to this journey. I think that, you know, of course, we need to go in and kill the pathogens, detoxing, nervous system, right? Like that's one of the layers. Blocked traumas, emotional, it's like a grieving process going through this. And then also just addressing if you have mold or parasites or metal toxicity. And you had mentioned earlier that you did some chelating, and that is from, metal toxicities. And a lot of us have it. We're not all affected by it, but it could be one of your missing pieces. And
Sure,
I know
that
that.
lowers or increases the burden, in our body of toxins.
Exactly. So there's so many layers that you need to address, but it sounds like you mastered one of the important ones, and that is your mindset. I truly believe that it's a huge piece to it.
Oh, absolutely. Even when things, I mentioned earlier, I've had this last year, I've had my brother, who I mentioned, passed away last year. And so the grief has been pretty heavy. So I've had some little bouts of things happen, and I'm like, is it Lyme or what's going on? But I'm not having the symptoms I had before. So I've been kind of trying to go around and saying, am I having a flare up? And I don't believe I am. I'm at a point where there was a time I could not work a full-time job and struggled with a part-time. So if I did work a full-time job, I would have to, after maybe a year, go back to part-time. And my body, like you mentioned, the nervous system was kind of off for a while. But I've been working full-time for about 3 years, in addition to having a part-time consulting business. So I've been, and I got married, and I've been a busy bee. So,
I love
but
that.
also,
That signs that you are recovering, right? You are recovered in this process. But that, and I think that that is very typical for us to, if we have a cold or a flu and we have a body ache, oh my gosh, is that my Lyme, right? Like I think that it's so natural for us to do that because it does really cause some PTSD in us because we go through a lot during this
That's what we
journey.
went through.
Yeah, we go through a lot. And I think that that is part of one of the emotional things that we must heal and go through is working through the emotions and things that this journey costs us from. Because, I mean, I talk to people that are afraid to go outside. They want to live in a bubble. They don't want to hike. They don't want to. And no, we can really get well from it and live our lives. And you're showing that, right? You're working part-time. You're doing a consulting business. You just have life in general.
Full
So,
time, actually.
yes, I
I
love
work full time.
that.
Well, I'm only mentioned that incorrect, sorry, is because there what that was an issue for me to stay consistently full time in a position. And so I've been able to do that for almost 3 years. 2.5 years, 3 years, 2.5, I think it's been. But no, 2023. Yeah, no, it's 3 years, sorry. So that tells me where I like on my healing journey, how far I've come. So yeah, it's exciting. So
It is very exciting. It's a tough journey. So can we get back to just, I know a lot of times listeners will reach out and they'll be like, so how much does this journey cost you? Do you, if you had to kind of look back and calculate, I know initially you said what your, kind of initial treatment was going to look like with Invita. And is that the only treatment center that you went to? Did you go somewhere else? And then you just, it sounds like maybe you did a little bit of home care when you came home. Can you throw out a kind of a figure on what maybe your journey may have costed you. And then from the time you started to Invita until you kind of considered your journey over, how long was it?
Okay, so well, it took me, I would say, if I had to say how long it took me to fully get better, it took me about 4 years. I don't think it needs to take that long though for everyone. I guess it all depends on what that person's dealing with. Because I did have a lot of trauma and other things, and I did have accidents, and you mentioned that, but I think that was earlier on. So it wasn't like close to the diagnosis. So, but so as far as how much from Invita on, and they did monthly consults with me, I think I calculated, I know I spent about 100,000, and I don't want that to scare people though. In my sickest, I was spending honestly 2 to 2,000 or more a month on from that includes they were doing lab works that wasn't covered by insurance. And so I, all that kind of went together. The financial burden became a lot. And yeah, we did have to get some help from family at times because it was that hard. Looking back, I don't know, I sit there and I go, well, could I have done something different and spent less somewhere? The insurance does not cover this. They just don't. They don't see chronic Lyme. I mean, although it might be covered in the future, that's my prayer. With RFK and stuff that I'm seeing out there, I'm hoping people will get coverage. But I probably spent at least 100,000 in a, I want to say, a 4 or 5 year period.
Okay.
So, and
And
that's a
yes,
lot.
we don't, it is a lot, and we don't want to scare the listeners off, but I just think that information is can be valuable in our journey, right? So my journey was 13 years, 7 undiagnosed. So my healing journey was 6 years, which I think is a long time, but like you mentioned, Mary, we're all different, right? And we're all in different phases. We all get treatment in different ways. But over my 13-year journey, I spent $1 million. And
What?
that is
Oh,
not okay. The majority
my
of it was
goodness. I
spent
thought
the
I spent a
first
lot.
7 years trying to get a diagnosis because nothing was covered by insurance. But that is one of the big reasons why I do what I do in the
Yes,
community,
me too.
because we don't have to spend that kind of money to get well. There are
Oh,
so many
tough.
pieces to this puzzle, and so many of them can be done for free at low cost,
Yes.
working through our
And
nervous system and our
yes.
traumas and
Yes.
detoxing. And so, by everybody sharing their experiences, is what's going to help others be able to afford to get well and get well more reasonably priced, right?
Well, and that's we're getting to the, I don't mean to cut you off. That's how I started in 2015, talking about the spiritual side. Had a lot of people kept coming to me, asking questions like, "What'd you do to get better?" I know someone has, I mean, and I had a friend of mine who's still with us, thankfully, who was seeing a consultant, a holistic nurse consultant in Columbus, Ohio, who was only about 2, 2.5 hours from me at the time. And remember, I told you I went to Arizona, right?
Right.
Well, this consultant had the MSA machine, the one they used in Arizona. And I was like, oh, well, so she kept telling me, my friend, about her. And she's like, I think you're going to do this kind of work. You're going to help people and all this stuff. And at the time, it was like maybe 2, 3 years into my healing journey. And I was like, yeah, okay. Like I wasn't there mentally to really suck it up and really receive that. But I want to say in 2015, I was laying in bed and I literally felt like I heard a voice. I'm going to help heal people. Called you to heal people. And I got up and I called my friend. I said, what's that nurse's name again? She gave me her and she helped gave me her number. I connected with her and she actually helped me and guided me on how to help people affordably, because I was processing with the Lord like, this is not okay, that it's this hard to get better. It should not be this hard. I shouldn't have to go to six doctors and go to this place and that place. So I started a business where I did surgeon holistic consulting in 2015, and I've been doing it for 10 years now,
I
and I've
love
helped a
that.
lot of people.
And there's no better people to help others than the ones who have gone through the journey themselves,
Yeah,
right? Because
absolutely.
we totally get it. But
I
yes, I
never thought
believe
I'd
that.
be doing this for sure, and here I am.
No,
But yeah,
Lyme changes us for
it does.
in so many ways, but so many ways it's such a big blessing, right? Like you can give
It
back to
really
the
is.
community, help and share what you've learned. And we need that. We need these voices. We need people that we can rely on and reach out to. So, for all the listeners out there, as always, we'll put the information that Mary has in the description of this episode so you can reach out to her and see if maybe somebody that you want to work with or get some advice from. So, Mary, I'm so grateful for you joining me and sharing your journey, and so
Thank you,
happy that
Tanya.
you made it to the other side, right? It's
Yes.
tough, but we're tougher.
Yes, we are. We know what to do to overcome when the challenges arise. We have all so many tools, and even like I said, we have the tools, and we just have to put them in place when things arise. So I believe anybody who's listening, there is help, and you do not have to spend the amounts of money that we did. I don't believe you have to anymore. I think there's people like us that are help trying to help and make it more affordable for people now, so they don't have to go through that. So
I
that's
completely
what I'm.
agree. All
Yes.
right. Thank you so much, Mary.
All right. Thank you, Tanya. God bless you. You're doing a great job helping so many people. I'm honored to be a part of this today.